Zimin Shin Memtes, Din Arba Amos Bishus Rabban Sefalov, Kol Adam Yishlo Arba Amos Bishus Rabban Sheyachol Atalpal Bahem. Everyone has an area of Dalet Amos in a public domain that they are allowed to carry in. You could carry anything you want in that area of four Amos. Suppose can discuss why isn't it usher because of chatzi shir. We know there's a concept that even less than a shir is still going to be usher, even if you don't have to bring a carbon for it. So why doesn't that apply over here also? So the poskim give different explanations. Chavos Yair says the Torah explicitly permits it when it says shu ish tachtav. We see that it's usher to carry four amos in a shus rabim, but it's mutter to carry tachtav, which is within dalet amos. The Prima Kadim says it's because chatzi shir usman adora is only usher by malacha gemura, which you do part of, but less than four amos is not called a malacha at all. It's like an akira without a hanacha, a hanacha without an akira. It's not a chatzi malacha even. It's a chatzi malacha, it's not a chatzi shir, so therefore it would not be usher as a chatzi shir. We measure it based off of a person's individual ama. So ketana, if his ama is small, no similar arba amos bein initial kol adam, then we establish the dalet amos for a standard person, which is six tvachim. Meaning, if it's a person who happens to be tall, so we measure his arba amos based off of how long his arm is, and then his arba amos will be bigger than another person's arba amos. We go based off of his ama, how long his arm is. However, if you have a person who his body is standard, but for some reason his arm is shorter than the standard person, and therefore his dalet amos will be shorter than they really should be, so therefore we evaluate him based off of a standard individual. Siv beis arba amos she'amru hein va'alech. So when we say dalet amos that you're allowed to carry, it doesn't just mean dalet amos, it means dalet amos in order to create a diagonal of what a triangle would be if two of the sides are four, what the diagonal would be. That means, as the Machaber continues, shenimtza shem chamesh amos u'shosha chamashim. It has to be five amos and three-fifths of an ama. Yesh mish omer, but some say, shemayar ba'amos ad chamesh u'shosha chamishim, pater avalasar, that between four amos and five and three-fifths, it's still Nisar Dirabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon, who says that even this second opinion agrees that if it's if we were mavarer that the arba amos, what the arba amos are, and he wants to carry up until five and three fifths, so then he'd be allowed to, even though he gets to five and three fifths. He's only disagreeing if a person wants to carry straight, let's say, but not in the diagonal, or he didn't set up his dalet amos originally. So then he holds that that's not, the Rambam would hold that that's not mutter. Mishnah Berurah also says that which we paskin, that if you carry an object in Rosh Hashanah and four amos and it's diagonal, that you're chayiv, that's only when this shear was there at the time of the Akira, that this space exists between the Akira and the Hanacha, meaning he placed it outside of the shear. But if the Hanacha was within that shear area, so then you'd be putter, because Lamaisi, you didn't carry four amos. So if you walk two amos, and you walk two amos back, and two amos forwards and backwards, so then you're not going to be chayiv. Siv gimel mutter lo la'adam lakor chayfetz mishus harabim. A person is allowed to pick up an object from a public domain, v'litno l'chaveiro she'etzel besochar ba'amosav, and give it to someone else who's within four amos. Chaveiro l'chaveiro she'etzel, and it keeps on moving on for as long as it's within four amos. Afabisha chayfetz holech kama milim mishus harabim. Even though it's going to travel a far distance, since each individual person didn't carry it more than four amos. So even the one person, it's still asur derabanan to carry pachos pachos me'arba amos. That's because we're afraid you're going to end up carrying more than four amos. But here, where each individual is carrying less than four amos and just passing it on, so we don't have such a concern, so therefore it's going to be permissible. As long as it doesn't go outside of the tchum, v'yesh misha oser, and some prohibit, and next time we'll understand the reasoning behind each opinion.